The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Mike.
So headlines hard. Brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, things are changing in late night
television. That was me that time.
That's
I'm sorry. Damn you, Kelsey Plum.
Oh, Plum Dog.
Well, CBS, they've announced that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is going to be canceled. It's a money reason for no other reason than that.
I saw
That's all reasons. If it was ratings, it was money.
I read something else.
Wait, he forgot where he came from?
Well, the head of Paramount is a big Trump guy.
Oh, God,
and
of course.
It's trickling down that way.
Of course. Oh, please. If that's true, they wouldn't show half those shows that they show, okay?
So CBS, they sent out this statement.
Little filter.
Saying, quote, "We consider Stephen irreplaceable and will retire the Late Show franchise after 33 years. This is purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. It's not related in any way to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount."
It's nothing anymore, and I hate it. I mean,
yeah, that time slot is not desirable in any network.
No, it's not. It's not, and it's just It became, like we've said a zillion times, it became too political. When Jay Letterman rarely would even touch politics. If he did, he buried both sides. And you have to. You have to make it equal.
You got to make it funny, too. You can't just.
You can't cry during your monologue.
We got too many options, man.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Like it when you had a comedian that was on a late night show. Was like, that was about the only thing he could go on for TV exposure.
Yeah.
Now it's just like,
I can't tell you the last time I've watched any late night TV. Mm-mm. Unfortunately,
I'll watch an interview, but I just look up like so and so on whatever show.
And I used to love SNL, but I hardly ever watch it anymore.
I will watch it maybe the next day or my go to. I like
it. Yeah, it will always be my favorite show of all time.
Yeah, it's good.
I felt they got a pretty good cast now, but I try not to miss it.
Well, Christina Applegate is releasing her memoir.
Can I ask another uneducated question? What's the difference between a memoir and a biography? Honest to God,
it's a memoir, she wrote it herself. It's personal. Biography.
Autobiography,
then. Anybody.
Autobiography.
Yeah.
Well, memoir just sounds too bougie.
It's more personal. So she was inspired to write.
Well, who cares, though, if she wrote one?
When she was forced to slow down because of MS. So to be a touchy thing.
That's what made me sad. And I like her. This is Veronica Corbin.
I really like her and that show that's on.
Married with Children?
No, I like that. But the other show that was on Netflix with the.
Oh, yeah,
big
girl, fan.
Dark hair. And
Eat Me or Eat My Feet.
Dead to Me.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's a good show. So she. This is her first memoir. It's called You with the Sad Eyes.
Maybe she can do it and get away with it, but you have to be a certain age to.
Write a memoir?
Yeah. Hmm. I think, because somebody turned it down.
But memoir has an R on the end of it. But Benoit Balls has a T on the end of it.
So, or it could be Benoit Balls.
Hmm. Well, like Benoit Benjamin, it's not Benoit Benjamin.
No.
You're right.
God, how does that work? Do you just get to pick how you want to pronounce it?
I guess so, because it's like isn't there an NBA or NFL player, I'm not quite sure, whose name is, it's either spelled Luscious and his name is Lucius, or his name is Lucius and it's spelled Luscious. I forget. One way or the other.
What's like the baseball player? Jesus.
Oh, yeah. There's a great
Hispanic
example.
Hispanic or French?
A white person will not name their kid Jesus, but, Jesus is kind of the John of Mexico and other Spanish nations.
Okay. Did you see that John Rocker tweeted, "I'm very surprised I was not asked to throw out the first pitch at the All-Star game this year." With him, you can't tell if it's a joke or not.
Well, you know what's wild is that guy hasn't played. He wasn't that great of a pitcher. I mean, he was decent, but his cards, because of his racism, get charged a premium now. Like, I'm not even joking you.
And you would think he would suffer because of what he says, but no, he made money in real estate.
His paper base cards or sell for like $3 or $4, which to any other player in the league is like a quarter card. It's only because of his. I don't want to say racism, but his bigotry, if you want to say that, is what has made him.
He defined his opinion, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I know. But then you think like David Duke, you know, that guy. But then there's a guy that plays for Duke named David Duke, and he's black.
Okay.
It's like, okay. What is going on?
Ironic how that works out.
Isn't it just so wild? Paige's preacher's name's Aleister Crowley, but not related to the bad one.
You know, I know somebody who went to that house, the Aleister Crowley house.
Yeah? They record an album there?
Perhaps.
Yeah, and they're the same person. I don't like that association either. But they went there because that was evil. That was full of evil.
Rocker's,
it really was.
He's signing jerseys and baseballs like people are requesting them left and right on his social media.
Dude, when I met him in Atlanta, I got him to sign F New York on the baseball.
But what about...
Literally, still have it.
Recording in the catacombs, is that bad?
Dude, people? You know what? I would love to just... I would love to like just open up the phones one day and just say... Can someone out there please explain catacombs to me? Was it boredom? Like, what was that?
Boredom.
That they took all these dead bodies underground and made art out of them?
No, they put them there because you didn't want people to get sick.
So you made designs and murals and all this?
They just stacked bodies on top of
No, ma'am. I'm talking about the ones in, like, Paris where they charge you, like, $50 to go down and tour them because it's art. And it's nothing more than like people making art out of dead bodies. And then there you find out like, oh my God, there's a church up here above this catacomb. What?
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know the whole thing. I have never seen that in person.
So. Rocker tweeted a parody of a Grand Theft Auto poster. But it says Grand Theft Auto Pin. And then it says Joe Biden up under.
Oh my God.
Look, it's even got the cartoon of it and everybody. There's Schiff on there. There's Joe Biden.
God. Man. The auto pen used to be everything, though. When I got George H.W. Bush sent me a autograph in the mail, I was freaking out. And then I found out what an auto pen was.
I'm like, I had a buddy that got one from Clinton. I don't know if he used them back then or not. But
They wrote to me in a different pen, but then the signature was auto penned. It was written out in like calligraphy, like really nice. But then it was signed by him. And I was like, oh, man, I got me something. And I found out like auto pen. Sorry, I had to break wind.
It's all right. Well, if you happen to go see a movie this weekend, maybe the new Superman movie.
Don't listen to Big Brown either.
Well, there's some good things coming out of that movie, and I just want to share this with you. Since the release of Superman, there's been a over 500% increase in Google searches for Adopt a Dog Near Me. So people are adopting dogs because of that movie. Why, Fat Boy?
The super dog's in it too much.
Spinoff on Superdog.
Which they make sure they tell you this is not an actual real dog.
Is Snoop Dogg the voice of Superdog?
Like you don't get one.
Okay. There's no voice?
No.
Good. You don't need to be doing that. That's going...
James Gunn worked it in there off of his experience with his dog that he adopted. So he wrote the dog in the movie. Wrote a part for him.
I mean, I used to write family into this show.
I feel like...
My daddy movie reviews, my mom on Super Bowl commercial reviews, my daughter doing dirty, awful things I shouldn't have made her... You know what I mean? Like
she would read like Urban Dictionary.
She would read... No. I would have her... Swear to God, I would have her read words, but it would say bleep. But then I would bleep the word bleep, so it made it sound like she really said the words. But she really didn't say the words. I promise
you. She probably says them now.
Well, she's got kids. She's a mom now. All moms cuss.
She probably cusses like hell.
Right. Mother Teresa, she's like a sailor. You should have heard her.
Sometimes
the woman in the shoe, my God.
Sometimes you can't help it. It just slips out.
They had athlete's body because they lived in a shoe pen.
Oh, God. Why is your brother pilling? We live in a shoe, moms. Can we move to like a Teva or something?
A Birkenstock? Give me a bunion pad for a pillow.
Oh, God.
Bobby lives in a Birkenstock. He's got air. We live in old Nike. You live in a black Ked. The black Ked smelled the worst because like
he's saying Ked, by the way.
They smelled awful. You know, if you served anywhere, you wore black Keds. You know how bad they smelled at the end of your serving shift.
Any shoe that says oil resistant or whatever, like those shoes just retain foot sweat like a mother. I mean, it's awful. You know, like restaurant shoes or whatever you got to wear?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I know.
White kids suck too. Kids in general.
You know what? Fatboy hates all keds of all colors.
He shouldn't. Keds are sweet.
Pays traffic's keds.
She really does. Cut up your credit cards.
That's
how you stop it.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
We did not promote that this. We promoted it at the end of show. Yeah, end of show yesterday. Did not say it again today. And that's just an oversight on our part.
But it was good to make sure it happened.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to happen.
And Fatboy, he's okay with saying his name here? Or is that assumed? Wow.
He's got one of those simple names.
You introduce it then, because I don't know how to say it now that he wants to use his real name.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to do it with a fake name and then we'll see if he says his? He might not say it.
I would advise. I'm a dad who has a daughter who has a child, and I would not if I were him. I wouldn't, but I mean,
you feel
maybe
like somebody would see you out and say,
maybe
"Hey,
I gaff more than him."
He might not gaff much.
He might just be 110% Dilla Gaff. I'm just slightly gaffing, sir. As I will call you now, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. And look, I don't mind telling you my name. I hope my daughter hears this because it might make the conversation easier. My name's Tom.
Okay. You know what? What you said there is true, because you and your daughter's relationship could be different than mine and everyone. So awesome. Okay, I know what's going on here, but I don't know all the facts. So, to the benefit of not only me but every freaking body else, tell everybody what you called about at the end of yesterday's show, and we're like, oh, we're out of time. Come on tomorrow, and you did.
Look, guys, I mean, thank you for taking my call. I got something I want to get off my chest. I want to hear from people outside objectively. But honestly, I can't even wrap my head around this.
Okay. What?
It's good.
As the great R. Truth would say, what's up?
So, my daughter, she's 26 and she's pregnant. She's doing, a little less than a month. And, guys, she's having this baby on her own. There's no man in the picture. And the other day, she set me down and asked me if I would film the birth for her.
Okay, so that went further, because Fatboy just, for not only you, air quote Tom, if that's really your name,
that's really my name.
I believe you. But for everyone, listen, when we have calls like this, Fatboy is the person that you'll usually talk with. And I tell Fatboy purposefully, don't tell me everything.
And I hate that too, because it's lazy.
No, it's not lazy. It allows me to be authentic and not run it through a real filter and think like with my gut and how I really feel about stuff. I assumed she just wanted you to be in the room to like help her, like Lamaze or whatever, Schlemiel, whatever it's called, or to hold her hand. Film it? Like in the delivery room?
Yes. Yes. Front row seat to everything, I guess. She wants me to be the one holding the camera.
I wish you could see Paige right now, where she just like threw her head back in disgust.
I don't know the relationship you two have with each other, you and your daughter, but that's, I don't know any dad and daughter that are that close.
Exactly. Like, I'm her dad, you know? And like, I love her. I'd do anything for her, but this
it's a lot.
It feels too, I've not seen that part of her since I changed her diapers. Like, that feels too much.
It's gonna look different.
You just made me think about that, dude. That's weird. You are a sinner by proxy. You made me think about comparing the before and after.
Well, I'm an accessory after the fact, I guess. But I can't, she's a beautiful young woman that I love more than everything.
Again.
But I don't want to hold that camera.
So, okay, I got several questions. And Tom, as I really believe is your real name, if you listen to this show, you know that sometimes regret it, but I stick my foot in my mouth and I ask things. So I have several questions in a row, and you can answer them as you would prefer.
Rapid fire.
Selfie stick, not a possibility, some kind of tripod thing, or also, and here's the big one.
That's a good question.
Well, you're laughing good, because you're not going to like this next one. Where's her mom? That was the chair.
No, it's not.
That
no,
was the chair.
It's never the effing
chair.
I
never is. Flattered.
I will smile if I really fart. But if it's the chair, it's embarrassing.
Stop making excuses.
Okay, so it was the chair. And I apologize, Tom, for them thinking dude. I farted just then.
Right. I think you did.
Tom,
say it like
you're trying
is.
To dodge the fact that where mom is, aren't you?
What? Guys, her mom's not really in the picture right now. And honestly, that's all I'll say about that. That's all I'll say about her mom. She's not around.
Look, I'm not trying to...
She ain't dead, man. That's the way you said it. I get it. That's cool.
I'm really not trying to make a joke.
Oh.
I'm trying to kind of gauge your relationship. Like, you and your daughter kiss on the lips?
God, man.
Tom Brady kisses his dad on the lips.
I know. Is that appropriate?
That's sick. That is sick. No, we don't. But she did keep saying, "Dad, you're the only one I trust." And, like, I mean that I get that, mm-hmm. right? It's sweet. But I'm just thinking, do you really want your father to see everything that's about to happen?
Wowee, man. I now I am having to filter myself just because I have to think about, like, you know, because my daughter, you know, I'm a grandpa twice over now, some damn how crazy. But would I, like, if it, I would still say, like, you know, gosh, I have to filter myself because I have to remember, like, my daughter, she's here and they're living and all this stuff.
It's hard to not see it in any other context.
Shush, I know. Does your daughter not have any, like, close female friends or anything? I mean, childbirth. This is a beautiful thing. Like I've said this before, for my daughter, I have one child. And this was before cell phone videos. I mean, it was not a big ass camcorder, but like it was about yay big, mm-hmm. about the size of
handheld.
Like a Whopper box, about the size of that. And I'm sitting, that's weird, I chose Whoppers.
But yeah, sure,
I am someone, as you know, that is really grossed out by stuff. Like, you know, cuts and
you're the worst responder.
The worst responder. But yet, when I'm filming my own child being born, it was the most beautiful thing in the world.
Of course.
And I even touched her little hand when she had, like, the placenta or whatever it's called. Placenta?
Tom, you got to do that. Get
placenta.
Ready.
Placenta. It's not placenta.
I mean,
is rosacea then?
How about get a tripod and time it, and then you can just click it when the baby's about to crown, and you can be on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
No. I don't.
Alexa, start filming her cooter. You can't do that.
I told her, I don't even want to be in the room, guys. I told her I wasn't in the room when she was born. And I was like, honey, I'll be waiting right outside the door. I'll be the first face that baby sees when they come out. But I can't be in there, and I can't be in there with the camera.
Well, I mean, did she understand any kind of reasoning to it, like that explanation?
She was disappointed, and I understand that, but, like, she's kind of got it, I guess. I wanted to call and say, am I crazy for thinking that's too much?
I don't think you're crazy. I wonder now, though, like, why she would choose you, and no offense, but, like, does she think about you when she's constipated? It's a way to help her push. I'm now wondering.
Yeah, but maybe she wants a support system if nobody else is there and you're the only one.
You should have had more kids, is what we're saying. Nah. You know what? Good on you.
I'm glad it.
Well, you've got a good you know, laugh about you now. It's genuine, I can tell, unlike your name being Tom. But
I don't know any dads who would agree to do it.
My name is Tom. I hope she's listening.
And I think if you can't handle it.
T-O-M.
All right, I believe you.
And if you're going to faint or feel uncomfortable, then just don't do it. Because that's just going to make things worse if daddy's on the ground and he can't handle things.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in the lobby passing out bubblegum cigars and stuff.
No, real cigars. Actually, I should be at the bar across the street drinking, waiting for it to happen.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I don't know we helped you.
I just, you know, I just needed to say it to somebody. I just needed to get it out there.
You just made every father of daughters think about their daughters in an awkward way, though. It's just a natural thing. I literally did. I was like, come on now.
Hopefully she'll hear
it. Yeah, no, I didn't mean it that way. I just, I'm just.
Yeah.
I just needed to say it out loud to somebody else.
Oh, I got you. Hey, so,
thank you.
Good for you for staying in her life, and you know, you got
Dad of the year.
Well, I mean, that's an awesome thing. Well, you didn't let anything push her away or yourself away. So that's awesome.
She is the absolute most important thing in the world to me.
See, I know that feeling, my friend. All right, you have a good morning, Thom.
All right, let's get a copy of that, man.
All right, Tony. See if he answers.
Be good, guys.
Oh, he answered it, Tony. I knew it. All right, Travis.
No alias.
All right.
Look at
spell
that
it.
That was interesting.
Matt, my name is Tom, and I spell it with an H.
You're a thom.
You're a thom. You're like that old shoe store.
You don't count.
Thom McCall's or Thom McCain's, whatever it's called.
What if she's like, we're not having this kid until my dad is dead on straight
shot.
Get
my daddy in here. I need him now.
That kind of sounded hot when she said it. But she didn't say daddy.
Sounded like
she
a
said
young
daddy.
Edith Bunker the way she said that.
See, she wouldn't say daddy. She'd say dad.
Yeah, you cannot say daddy at that point.
That's ruined.
No, that's ruined.
Still always going to be her daddy.
No.
Whore women have messed that word up. They really have. Because you can't.
It's ruined.
Whore women and Sean Combs really have messed up daddy.
Daddy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. Break it down.
Hey, personal question before we begin. If you're just literally friends with a girl, like she's in a relationship, and she's like, what's going on this weekend? Because that's kind of like small talk. It's like, going to the lake, and is it bad if I write back, don't go sending me any bikini pictures now? Is that bad?
Nah.
It doesn't sound like, I'm saying it funny. We're like funny like with each other, not in a, like that way.
I mean, I don't think it's a problem, but you know how boyfriends get.
Yeah, that's true. I won't do it.
My
but I said it on the radio, so if you're listening, you know I was doing that. Well, I'm going to
say
it anyway.
I'll be there. What time are you all going to get there?
No, I'm not doing that.
Invite yourself.
Not doing it.
Don't go sending. Superman.
It says Superman.
It's his dog's birthday.
Not the dog. I'm playing this because this first celebrity birthday is a self-proclaimed DC mark.
Oh.
It is the birthday of
one. Oh, my God.
A.K.A. Nicholas Dickhead.
Duh.
Big Brown's birthday.
Happy birthday,
I think he and I bet on that because he had mentioned that.
Can't forget about old Big. Thanks to Mr. Zuckerberg helps me remember a lot of birthdays.
Told I got to do another text to talk. Happy birthday, Nicholas Dickhead. We're talking about you on the radio right now. 9:43, you old bastard. All right, there we go. Not only do you get it in text form, but you hear it live on the radio.
Hope your wife gets you a Panthers jersey.
All right.
Probably need one.
You know.
Need a new one for the new season.
I think it's 42.
41.
Do you know?
I know. I know exactly. Because I thought it was the other day, and he told me how old he was going to be today. Nick Brown, which is his real name.
You just broke kayfabe.
38 years old, Big Brown. He's not even 40 yet. Y'all got him saying he's 40.
Yeah, well, he's got the beard of a 50-year-old.
He looks like he's got the beard of Pai Mei from Kill Bill.
Maybe he does. It's like it's
all gray.
No, it's not. It's like look at her. See how Fat Boy's got a black mustache, but everything else is gray. Yeah.
That's because I'm equality.
Big Brown. He's got a yin yang beard, but like
he always has.
Not the twins, but the old symbol. Mm. But Big Brown's got like a dark mustache, and then it goes into these like dark legs,
like tendrils.
But everything else is gray around it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky. Yeah, it's not tendrils. He's Southern Baptist.
Tendrils. He's not Hasidic. Happy birthday, Big.
Happy birthday. What is a good one?
We'll do somebody a little less famous.
I'm buying him an air conditioning unit for his birthday. I hope he doesn't need one.
Can you buy me one?
Oh, he just had to buy one. That's what I'm saying.
It's Kristen Bell's birthday. You know, she married to Dax, who seems like he'd be a cool dude, but he did tweet a picture of her naked
the other day. Oh, what's his handle?
Mm-hmm. So she got nominated for an Emmy, and then she's all flipping around naked in the yard.
Good? Yeah.
Yeah. We bleeped out the cracks, so I couldn't really tell, but it looked pretty good.
Bleeped out the crack.
Come on, Dax. Show us crack, Dax.
47.
Oh, 48.
I did not know she was Anna in Frozen.
Oh, yeah. She's saying.
In that Frozen
Do
money.
You want to build a snowman?
Yeah. They made a whole thing for her.
So good.
Well, Kristen, we're not right, are we?
She's 45 years old.
Damn.
You might know this one, though.
They sell their cards on Carvana. I saw that.
Okay.
She's been in a lot of stuff. She's an English lady. You may know her best as Beth Dutton on Yellowstone.
Oh, I don't watch that.
I don't either, but it's one of those shows where you're aware of it and know the cast. It's kind of strange.
I watched the beginning of it, and I was like, this is kind of boring.
She's naked a lot.
I can't think of her real name. Give me the initials.
K.R. I'm caught up on Yellowstone. I watched it all.
Does the first name give it away?
Does it get better as you go on that show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Kelly Riley is her name.
Oh, I would not have known that. I knew your face, but I did not know her name.
Maybe you would have said not wrinkles as soon as I said KR.
Oh, you're awful.
Kelly Riley.
50. No, 49.
48.
But she's older.
She is 48 years old.
I got one.
You nailed it.
Look at you.
Change pace a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not going to be the guy. It's going to be from a movie?
Yep.
Okay.
From a movie, Ludacris is in. This is on one of the soundtracks.
Fast and Furious? No, it's Tom Cruise.
No, it is Fast and the Furious.
Oh, it is.
I think this might be from part two, actually.
Isn't this the end of Tropic Thunder where Fat Tom Cruise is dancing and singing to this song?
Yep.
Yeah.
Talking to, I forgot the character's name, but they're trying to do a movie on that. Les Grossman, is that it?
Les Grossman, yeah. It's like, it sounds like Rex Grossman.
Yeah.
Sex Cannon.
Sexy Rexy. Thinking about doing a movie just on that character. It's Vin Diesel's birthday.
Wow, the stretch there, right?
He is Groot. I'm Groot.
I like Groot. He's cute.
God, yeah, but Vince Diesel.
Vince
got paid a ton of money for being the voice of Groot, who doesn't say much. Great character, but rarely talks.
Well, think about the person who got paid to be the voice of Chewbacca. All he did was sound like a mentally ill turkey.
He should have got the big lady who put the mask on.
Yeah, she did it better than anybody. Vin Diesel, I'll say, is 53?
54.
Dom Toretto, Vin Diesel is 58 years old.
Wow.
Sneaks up on
he
you.
He is good. What's he doing?
You know, he's not that good of an actor. I mean, he's really not. In my opinion, he's just not that good of an actor.
I don't think so.
There's no depth to him. And I'm not talking about Johnny Depp, moron.
You don't like Johnny Depp?
No, I was just making a dumb... See, you take everything personal.
She does.
You really do.
You have dinosaur drop
I was making fun of myself. It's called self-masturbating humor or whatever. Defecation? I don't know.
Yeah, nailed it.
This gentleman taught himself to play the mandolin at the age of 3 years
old. Ricky Skaggs.
It is Ricky Skaggs' birthday.
I didn't know that.
He's also a banjoist, a fiddler, and a guitarist.
But, probably somebody who couldn't go to the grocery store by himself. You know, one of those, you can teach yourself to play the mandolin at the age of 3, but it's a savant kind of thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
I love being able to play mandolin.
Chores.
You'd love to be able to play the mandolin?
I wish I could, man. I think my hands are too big.
You can play.
Isn't Sasha Banks in that?
She was a little bit.
Yeah. The mandolin. All right, Paige. I'm going to explain that to you after the show as I throw you down a flight of steps.
That's some hard ones here, too. Ricky.
Ricky Skaggs is 72, I would say. But I want to go higher.
Sounds good.
Go one lower.
71.
71 years old for Richard Skaggs.
Oh, Dick Skaggs. That sounds like something you should see a doctor about.
Let's go with former Atlanta Brave, but he made his damage as manager of the New York Yankees. That's where he got all his titles.
Joe Torre.
It is Joe Torre's birthday.
It's weird to see him in a Braves uniform, isn't it?
Yeah.
He
was a Milwaukee Brave, right?
Yeah. And in Atlanta, I believe, I want to say.
He's got broads in Atlanta.
I got broads in Atlanta.
Credit cards and scanner. Pun.
77. I'm going to say 77.
Sounds good. 77.
Hello, Matt. What's wrong? This is the doctor. Doctor, I got Dick Skaggs.
this surprised me a little bit.
Scabies.
Joe Page.
Joe Torre is 85 years old today.
Page, Scabies is a pitcher for the Pirates.
Let's do.
Should have won Rookie of the Year if he didn't.
I got a couple of a. We can fly through right here like a Saturday and a Sunday. The Sunday is a big one.
Okay.
But John Bones Jones has a birthday Saturday. Yeah. Just retired.
The GOAT.
Saw it. Chandler's brother, Arthur's brother. Chandler Bones Jones.
You know, if I didn't look like Enrique, or not Enrique, what's his name? Fluffy. What's his name?
Gabriel Iglesias.
If I didn't look like Gabriel Iglesias in the picture, I'd post a picture of me and Johnny Bones Jones. But I looked stupid as hell.
Did you help him hide from a drug test?
No, I was
selling him cocaine?
No, I literally walked away from MC Hammer to go talk to John Bones Jones. I felt awful.
What was that, 205 or 206 UFC?
God,
might have been before
one of
that.
Them, too.
It was in Atlanta.
Anyway, I'm going to say Johnny Bones Jones is 48? 50. No. I'm going to go 45.
Okay. John Bones Jones will be 38 on Saturday.
Oh, God.
We'll do this gentleman right here. We'll end on it because it may or may not be a big one. But his birthday is Sunday from Dalzell, South Carolina. The pride of the UConn Huskies. The second greatest shooter of all time. Jesus Shuttlesworth himself.
Freaking Ray Allen.
Ray Allen's birthday is Sunday. Won titles with the Celtics and the Heat.
Who do you go higher than him?
He's in the greatest basketball movie of all time. Yeah. Joe Steph's the greatest.
Who?
Steph. You want a shooter? Yeah, statistically, it's Steph.
Yeah. See, rookie class of same as Kobe, right? 96. So I would say
Iverson, first pick, the greatest draft ever.
52.
51.
Even 50 for Ray Allen.
Wow.
50. I'm pretty sure he was 96.
It was. Same year with Iverson and Kobe.
Great class.
Best happy, class. One of the best.
Happy heavenly birthday. We use this guy's name a lot because his effect affects us all. Nelson Mandela.
Oh.
Would have been 107 years old today. John Glenn. Would have been 104. Hunter S. Word Thompson. Gonzo journalism. 88 years old today. Hey, Hume Cronin, I know you like Cocoon.
Dude, Cocoon is a great movie, man.
Jessica Tandy's husband would have been 114 years old today.
He
looked like that when he passed away.
You never saw it. Watch that movie. I don't know if it's how it aged.
They filmed it here. You got to watch it, right?
You should
somewhere
see.
Around.
Oh
here.
Yeah, I'll stay in that hotel or whatever. Yeah, it's that's a good movie. It's some of Gutenberg's non police academy best work.
God, we haven't had Goot on the show in years. It's probably been 10 years.
He's pretty available, I understand. Remember, he was the one the reporters were stopping during the wildfire and did not realize who it was. Sir, do you live here? Yes. And your name? My name is Steve Gutenberg. And my house is on fire right now. And they have no clue who it is. I'm like, it's freaking Mahoney.
Paige's favorite guest because of those rumors about Gutenberg going around town.
That's true. He's not really.
Got one of these in the shorts.
Like a James Woods type. Or James Caan. Were they both well hung?
Actually both, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? And why is it the need when you say that, like you do it your arm like that?
You got
I
to.
Don't know.
I pull my sleeve up on this like arm. Like I meant all the way up.
You got to give it the respect it deserves.
Turkey leg.
The 22-inch. I don't look like a turkey leg.
It's messed up.
Damn.
She's trying to get dinosaur drop kicks.
I give her so many compliments, she shuns them, and then I am like in the best shape of my life, and you're like turkey arms.
She don't like
gobble it. Gobble, bitch.
She likes you to be mean to her. Why don't you go up 26 page and weigh
this.
In?
You did this, and it looks like a turkey leg.
She won't stop it.
She don't. This is harassment, damn it. It works the other way
it's
too.
It's reverse sexism.
They made disclosure for a reason. That really happens.
The movie?
Yeah.
That was a good one, too.
It was. Nobody believed him. They had to trick her.
Now, Fatboy and I really hope you have a great weekend. Paige is right now putting X's up. She's hexing you right now.
She's wild
so
today.
Be better than her. Pass it forward. Pass it backwards.
Sideways.
Do it silent. Do it violent. But just have fun. And
be safe.
Yeah, I don't want you to have to call Rob Inario, but if it does, you call him.
He's around.
Goes bad. He is around. It's one of those rare weekends. I think Rob's in town.
Yeah.
Have you a good weekend. We'll be back live Monday. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands, and God bless America. It is good. Happy Friday.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way. way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.